From KPFK Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Donald Trump is in Brussels, Belgium today for the annual NATO summit, and already he is angering his NATO allies. Earlier in the day, he confronted German representatives about a pipeline deal with Russia, while the U.S. apparently protected NATO nations from Russia. Trump posted a video of the exchange to his Twitter account.
Russia, where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries, and then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. So we're supposed to protect you against Russia, but they're paying billions of dollars to Russia, and I think that's very inappropriate.
That was President Trump at the NATO summit in Brussels on Wednesday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel later hit back saying, quote, "I've experienced myself a part of Germany controlled by the Soviet Union, and I'm very happy today that we are united in freedom as the Federal Republic of Germany and can thus say that we can determine our own policies and make our own decisions," end of quote. Trump seemed to miss the irony of his very own recent remarks about the U.S. improving relations with Russia. On Tuesday, Trump tweeted, "The European Union makes it impossible for our farmers and workers and companies to do business in Europe. U.S. has a $151 billion trade deficit. And then they want us to happily defend them through NATO and nicely pay for it. Just doesn't work." Trump has also ordered a new round of tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The tariffs will be at about 10% and will include such consumer products as burglar alarms and mackerel rather than raw materials that were targeted in an earlier round of tariffs. China is readying its own round of tariffs in retaliation. Here in the United States, Trump has pardoned Dwight and Steve Hammond, two of the cattle ranchers around whom the right-wing armed occupation of Malheur National Wildlife Refuge was organized more than 2 years ago. The Hammond brothers had been sentenced to 5 years for arson on public lands. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the president's decision, saying, quote, "The Hammonds are devoted family men, respected contributors to their local community, and have widespread support from their neighbors, local law enforcement, and farmers and ranchers across the West. Justice is overdue for Dwight and Steve Hammond, both of whom are entirely deserving of these grants of executive clemency." A day after Trump announced Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, organizers have announced their opposition. NARAL Pro-Choice America, together with groups like Move On, Credo, and Progressive Change Committee, announced that this August 26th would be a day of action to fight the Kavanaugh nomination. In New York, more than 300 people gathered outside Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's office, demanding that he use his leadership to push every Democratic senator to oppose Kavanaugh. Late on Monday night, Senator Bernie Sanders led a rally calling for opposition to the nominee.
Are you ready to defend Roe versus Wade? Are you ready to tell the Supreme Court that we think it's absurd that they give constitutional rights to billionaires to buy elections? And then tell women they don't have the constitutional right to control their own bodies. Are you ready to tell the Supreme Court that we are not going to eliminate pre-existing condition protections?
That's Senator Bernie Sanders calling on Americans and his fellow lawmakers to oppose the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. After today's headlines, we'll bring back Jessica Mason-Piclo of Rewire.news for an in-depth look at who Kavanaugh is and what rights are at stake, plus what lawmakers and grassroots activists can do to stop the confirmation. In immigration news, more than 50 immigrant children under the age of 5 were reunited with their parents on Tuesday as the government scrambled to meet a court-ordered deadline. Many of the reunions took place at ICE offices, with some children being separated for up to 3 months from their parents. The government is now delinquent in undoing the disastrous impacts of Trump's so-called zero-tolerance policies, as about 50 more children under 5 await reunions past the court deadline. When asked about missing the deadline, Trump told reporters, "Well, I have a solution. Tell people not to come to our country illegally. That's the solution." Some of the remaining under five children and their parents are being DNA tested by the government in order to prove familial relations, underscoring the ill-considered and unorganized manner in which government agencies separated families with no foresight about how to reunite them. But bioethicists warn that such DNA testing could actually hurt children. The same judge who ordered the reunification of all under five children by Tuesday warned the government to use such testing only as a last resort. A more pressing deadline is approaching that could be even harder for the Trump administration to meet, the reunification of children over the age of five with their parents. There are an estimated 2,000 such cases remaining to be resolved by a July 26 deadline. On Tuesday, officials from 20 states joined together for a call to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, according to The Intercept. Calls to abolish ICE have gained strength since the family separation scandal, and Tuesday's announcement included the release of a statement, signed on to by dozens of state lawmakers, that referred to ICE as, quote, a lawless federal agency that since its creation in 2002 has terrorized immigrants. And news has emerged of a 91-year-old man in the Los Angeles area being brutally beaten by a woman and several men while taking a walk in what appears to be a hate crime. Rodolfo Rodriguez regularly travels from Michoacan, Mexico, to Willowbrook, California, where his relatives are. During his visits, he is known to the neighborhood for taking daily walks, and it was on 4th of July, during such a walk, that a woman apparently began beating him with a concrete block, along with several men. Police are looking for a female suspect and 3 to 4 male suspects. Ms. Bel Borjas was driving by and says she heard the woman yelling, "Go back to your country, go back to Mexico." And when she tried to videotape the beating, the female assailant tried to throw the concrete block at the witness. After they fled, Borjas videotaped the bloodied man on the ground and posted her video to Facebook.
Todos los que estaban ahí en la esquina.
Ay, se fueron con toda la vieja para arriba.
Oh, aquí viven en los apartamentos, aquí. Pero dieron la vuelta, no en la esquina.
The Trump administration has announced yet another assault on the Affordable Care Act, saying that it will cut grants to nonprofit organizations that assist people in obtaining health insurance coverage through exchanges. The cuts will reduce the amount being given from $63 million to a mere $10 million. Meanwhile, Trump has taken credit for the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer's decision to roll back its price hikes on drugs. Pfizer released a statement on Tuesday saying it would, quote, defer the company's price increases that were effective on July 1st, to give the president an opportunity to work on his blueprint to strengthen the healthcare system. Trump had bitterly complained on Twitter on Monday that, quote, Pfizer and others should be ashamed that they have raised drug prices for no reason. And the first of a slew of cases against Monsanto is commencing this week. A former school groundskeeper named Dwayne Johnson in San Francisco is suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that he says was caused by Monsanto's Roundup pesticide. And that's it for our headlines.